Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right. So I'm immediately jumping into this one. So, I've seen yoga pants used for a lot of things, but I've never seen people put a gator in them before. This comes from CBS Miami. A Florida woman who was pulled over during a traffic stop was sentenced to probation. She pled guilty to four charges. And she, as she was pulled over, she told the deputy that she and her passenger were collecting frogs and snakes under an overpass. They were searching the bags, etc. They found 41 three-striped turtles in a bucket, and then she pulled a small alligator from her yoga pants. Yeah, so they got in trouble because you can't, I don't know if you know this, but you can't put a gator in your yoga pants in Florida. It's a big bad no-no. Florida Fish and Wildlife don't look too kindly upon that. So just, you know, saying. Anyway, they said that the case is pending. It was a 1-foot gator, in case you were curious about that. It was a, I mean, I'm just going to say it sounds unsafe. Just, you know. A Florida man was pushing a stolen lawnmower along the railroad tracks, and he was arrested after a chase. No one ever gets away. Why do people run? You never get away. This is in Pensacola. Florida man was accused of stealing a lawnmower. He's facing felony charges after fleeing from deputies in the panhandle. Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Deputies were called to the home to investigate a burglary. The suspect stole a lawnmower, AirPods, and other items valued at over $500. While deputies were on the scene taking the report, a neighbor said the stolen lawnmower was being pushed down the railroad tracks behind the house. Deputies went, they spotted the suspect, and they gave chase. And he did actually leave the lawnmower behind, because originally I thought, did he take it with him? But no. They caught up with him, obviously. They put him into handcuffs. He was charged with resisting an officer without violence, two counts of burglary, petty theft with two or more prior convictions. So that makes it a felony. So now he's got felony charge because of the number of charges. In Orlando, a Florida man tried to open a patrol car and threatened to kill the man in custody. Gainesville. Deputies are seeking more information about a shooting at a Gainesville convenience store. So the convicted felon threatened to kill another man already in police custody. He opened the door and was threatening to kill him. And officers intervened. They tried to handcuff the 33-year-old. He resisted. They detained him shortly after, placed him in a separate patrol car. That's also not a smart thing to do because especially right in front of the police, because they're right. You know, they're right there. It's, you know, kind of bad. Just, you know, saying shouldn't be. Let's see. This one. ABC New York. A Florida woman shot her husband in the genitals during a fight over an air conditioning unit. Well, I mean, it is hot.
A little harsh.
I'm just kidding. The woman, Kimberly Dunn, a strange husband and the brother came to her Lake City, Florida home. They were going to pick up an air conditioning unit that he wanted to sell on Facebook. She sat on the unit to prevent them from taking it and allegedly attempted to fend them off with a stun gun before she shot him in the beans with a pink handgun. She told police it was unintentional. She was just trying to scare him. Yeah, she was arrested. Felony larceny. She was totally booked. Contempt of court charges, felony larceny, all of this. She's being held without bond. Kel-Tec invented the concealed carry category years ago with the P11, but did they stop there? Heck no. One innovation just led to another and another, and, well, just look at their latest, the P15. It's the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun on the market at only 14 ounces and 7/8 inches wide. The P15 has a 4-inch barrel and double-stack magazine that holds 15+1 total capacity. Its gator grip texture on the polymer version increases stability and makes for ambidextrous grip safety and easy, accurate handling. If you prefer a more vintage look, choose the metal version with classic wood panels and textured grips. The P15 has a Tritium Plus fiber optic front sight with a fully adjustable Tritium 2-dot rear to keep you on target in any situation. Make the P15 your choice for concealed carry. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. That was a little bit from our good friend John Rich, who was one of the first people that I thought of when all of this stuff over small towns and outrage and all of that stuff hit. And then I was telling y'all a little bit earlier about how now, and I think I blame Rolling Stone for this, they were coming out saying, oh, well, Jason Aldean took 6 seconds of footage out of his video, and they were trying to act like he did that to bend the knee when actually it was a copyright issue with Fox 5 Atlanta, and that's how that happened. And that started running around social media before it could be corrected. Nobody bent nothing. Stop. Joining us right now, our very good friend, John Rich, who doesn't bend knees, he breaks them. And he joins us from his home in Nashville, Tennessee. Good to see you, my friend, and congrats. We're going to talk about your song, your new song. I'm so excited about this because you're going to be the next person we're all talking about. But I kind of wanted to get your reaction to some of this because I feel like there are a lot of people who are in charge of information distribution who have never been to a small town except to go to a winery. And that's kind of what's fueling all of this. And I just wanted to get your take on that.
Well, I mean, first of all, as you look at that song, think about, is the song true or not? Is it true? Like, can you think of a town, a small town that Antifa has attacked? Can you name one small town that Antifa has showed up to burn down and tear down and spit in the cop's face and flip the cars over and, you know, light the buildings on fire? There's not one small town in America that Antifa has targeted. Now, why is that? Well, because they know what would happen to them if they showed up in a small town where the people love their families, they back the police, they respect the flag. They're not going to have it in the small town. They only do it in the big towns, where the big towns are run by people who agree with the reason they're out in the street in the first place. So the song is actually true. Try that in a small town and see what happens. You might have a different result. He's exactly right about that. And even Antifa, as losers, loserish as they are smart enough to know you don't go to a small town and try that nonsense.
Yeah, exactly. Because a small town, I mean, my family's from a small town in southern Missouri. There are approximately 301 people in it. And it has one stop sign, and it has one Quick Mart, and it has a restaurant that's literally called The Restaurant. And my mom waitressed there in high school. And everybody knows everybody. Like, everybody knows, oh, you're so-and-so's kid. You're so-and-so's kid. You know this, you know, growing up in a small town. You're so-and-so's kid until you're, like, 70. And then you're so-and-so's grandma. I mean, that there's just no in-between. But it's like a country surveillance state. A small town, because everybody knows everybody's business. Everybody talks, everybody knows, and people care, you know, and that's the other thing. It's not even if it's like a leftist riots or anything. If somebody commits a crime, if somebody, like I was thinking of the story of this grandpa in Oakland who got robbed at gunpoint 3 times in 1 week. He pushes this ice cream cart, broad daylight, he's getting robbed. If that happened in a small town, you'd have the church ladies, people's grandkids, everybody running to his aid to beat up the perps. I mean, nobody would get away with treating anybody like that in a small town.
No, it would be a citizen's arrest. That's still a thing, by the way. You know, if a citizen sees a crime being committed, they have the right to make a citizen's arrest if the police aren't there. And that's exactly what would happen. You know, there's a loyalty factor. There's a family and friend factor in these small towns because they're small, that you know everybody. You don't necessarily agree with everybody in your town. That's a fact. I mean, there's left and right in every small town in America. So it's not about politics. It's about, this is our town. We love our town. We back our police. We want our kids to be safe. And again, you've never seen Antifa target a small town. They only do it in the big blue town. That's the only place it happens, because they know they can get away with it.
It also seems like it's kind of interchangeable with community. I get the idea that the left does not believe that minority Americans understand community the way that they do, because it seems like it's not just an attack on a small town, but it's an attack on finding community no matter where you are. And community is community. I mean, you know, the people that, you know, you work with and that you see every day and, you know, just, you know, live in your life that you interact with. I mean, those are the people that have your six. And it seems like they, I don't know what it is, they just have a distance from that. I think really, I've never seen, John, the chasm between the right and the left so big before.
Well, and I think that's part of the reason why you're seeing Democrats, as I call them, rational, middle-of-the-road Democrats. They're starting to flock to RFK Jr. right now. They're starting to look for other things. They can't cohabitate with some of the insanity that they're seeing on their side of the party aisle. They're just going, I cannot. I'm with you to a point, but I can't go all the way down the road with you. And you're seeing that happen. They've overplayed their hand to such a degree. They're alienating a lot of people right now on the Democrat side.
Yeah. Speaking of overplaying hands, talking to our friend John Rich, you have you're not only do you have, I mean, everybody knows who you are. I don't even have to introduce you. Everybody knows you. Redneck Riviera Whiskey, in addition to country music, but also Old Glory Bank. Now, as I was reading this morning, literally about Old Glory Bank and everything that you've been doing, I was also checking out the story of debanking, because we thought at first it was just going to stay in the United Kingdom. And now it's actually happening in the United States, where I was reading the story of this one doctor, Chase Bank, shut down his business bank account along with the accounts of his CEO and CFO, because it looks like it's the vaccine or injection. It's not a vaccine injection agreement. They don't like his thoughts on, you know, the COVID injection. And I thought, we're getting to the point where this is going to become more and more commonplace in the United States, where you're going to be exiled out of economic activity if you have wrong think, like China's credit score. So this is where Old Glory Bank comes in. Tell us about this, because, I mean, I think you're going to probably have an onslaught of customers, because nobody, you can't trust anything anymore.
Yeah. So we started this Old Glory Bank conversation probably 3 years ago. And recall Justin Trudeau when the trucker strike was happening, and he couldn't get him to go home. And so his final play was to freeze the bank accounts of any trucker that was there, freeze the bank accounts of the trucking companies that they drove for. And if they had a tow truck company that refused to tow a truck, freeze their bank account too. So they started freezing everybody's money and weaponized their own bank accounts against them. That ultimately broke up the standoff that was happening with the truckers. So we know that this is approaching our country. And like you just pointed out, it's already happening on a lot of levels. So Old Glory Bank, we thought, you know what? There needs to be a banking platform where your freedom of speech, all your constitutional rights are acknowledged and are honored. And short of you breaking the law, your money is going to be totally safe and fine. So we started Old Glory Bank, and we've now had tens of thousands of accounts that have been opened. It's at oldglorybank.com. Real simple. We're now starting small business loans. And it's really to that crowd. These are not like, you know, billion-dollar loans or anything. This is the regular old hardworking blue-collar American men and women who are going, you know what? They could shut my bank account off too if I say the wrong thing, right, make the wrong post, go to the wrong protest, do something that the government doesn't like. You know, the enemy, Dana, owns all the hills. A lot of times we're going, man, I just want to run for the hills. Well, what hill are you going to run to? Because they have bought all the hills. They own all the real estate. We have to be in the business as freedom-loving Americans to build new hills for people to run to. That's what Old Glory Bank is all about.
I love how you just put that. I mean, that's a scary thing to think about. What hill are you going to run to? They own all the hills. If it's not Vanguard or BlackRock, my gosh, where are you going to go?
Yeah.
Which brings us
to... Well, there's another point.
Sorry,
if I can make another point about that.
Course.
So a lot of people have asked me when I'm on True Social, Twitter, they'll ask me about Old Glory Bank, and they'll say, well, what's to keep the government from shutting my bank account down at Old Glory Bank? Hmm. That's a great question, because a lot of people think that the federal government dictates to the banks what they have to do, and that's just the end of the story. It's not true. If somebody came and said, let's say you had an account at Old Glory Bank, and you made a statement that the government didn't like, and they came to Old Glory Bank and said, freeze Dana's account, you know what we can do? We can do one of two things. We can go, yes, sir, we'll freeze her account right now. Please, you know, we'll do what you said. Or you can say, take two of these and call me in the morning. I'll see you in court.
And I'm opening
exactly
an account
what
today.
We would say that. We would say, we'll see you in court. And you can prove
that
to us why it's constitutional and why you have a right to freeze this American citizen's account who's not a criminal and not committing a crime.
Exactly.
So that's the difference. It's the attitude of the people behind the bank that's different.
That's amazing. I love that so much. People need to know that they have, as you said, a hill where they can run to, where they can, you know, they're not going to be exiled out of society or out of the economy. Your song, you got a new song coming out. When is it coming? It's called I'm Offended. This is, I'm sure the left is going to love this song.
Yeah.
I already love it already. I just like the title. Tell me about this. It's coming out soon. And this seems to be the title of everything that is plaguing, I mean, everything in American culture right now.
Yeah, so it's so absurd to me that the skin of Americans has gotten so paper thin that we have to get offended about everything all the time, no matter what it is. Everything's offensive. It's an outrage. I mean, how many times do you hear that overused word? It's an outrage. it's vitriol. It's all this, all these words. And I go, man, everybody's offended about everything all the time. So what we ought to do is all just get together and just scream and yell at each other, have a beer and get over it. And so the song is called, it says, I'm offended that you're offended. Let's all get offended tonight. I'll order us a beer. We can sit down right here and scream and yell and cuss and fuss and fight. Yeehaw. That's the song. It's hilarious. Listen, Dan, there's not many things going on in the world that are funny right now. Maybe nothing. And so I thought, well, what's something I could inject out there into the atmosphere, give people a grin and laugh for a minute? That's this song. It comes out August the 18th, and it's actually part of an entire record that I'm putting out, 10 songs called The Country Truth by John Rich.
Ooh, I love it. I can't wait to get that album, The Country Truth by John Rich. And this song will be out August 18th. I'm offended. I'm offended. You're offended. So let's all get offended. This is so great. I love that you make it that you, I mean, if you can't laugh at it, even if you're on the left and you have no sense of humor and you're all hope is lost in you, because you have to be able, as crazy as things are, to laugh at some of this stuff, because it's, I joke, I'm like, this is why, if there's aliens out there, John, this is why they're not going to come talk to us. They think we're all bananas. We get upset over stuff on a butter box. I wouldn't want to come visit us either. I think they should take us, just take us. We need the crazy people here. So this is great. I love it.
Yeah. It's like I said, it's an injection to kind of lighten the mood a little bit. There's a verse in Psalms that says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
Yes.
That it's good to laugh. You know, as brutal as things are right now, you got to remember to have a good time. Put a smile on your face, even though it's nasty out there. You still got a lot of great things in your life, your friends, your family. If you're healthy, be grateful for that. And go out and laugh at the situation for a minute.
Amen to that. John Rich, at John Rich on Twitter. And of course, obviously, he's one half of Big and Rich. And you can find him at Redneck Riviera Whiskey, Old Glory Bank, and RedneckRiviera.com. And as always, thank you, my friend, for using your gifts in so many ways to help so many people and to also bring a little humor to it. We so appreciate what you do. Can't wait to get your song, and I can't wait to open my bank account because I know I'm going to be protected. So thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
That's it.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Rice assault. A man is behind bars after a late night rice assault. Actually, it's in South Carolina. This man is behind bars. He was arrested for striking a woman with thrown cooked rice on a Myrtle Beach street. The man, 31 years old, was collared Monday evening following the late night incident. He was charged with misdemeanor assault and battery. He threw rice into the vehicle of a 43-year-old male witness. No one knows, but it accidentally struck or purposely didn't have any of It's rice, a 39-year-old woman. Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah. I wanted to talk about the, aggressive seagulls. I mean, they can be jerks. They really are. They're the jerks of the bird world. Aggressive seagulls have forced a popular South Boston restaurant to actually shut down their whole entire outdoor dining section. There's all these videos and photos of these seagulls stealing people's food and running away. But they said that the birds have become angrier. It's called Sullivan's. It's on Castle Island in South Boston. People can't even eat outside. And the assistant general manager, I love how they talk about them. They go, they sit out there and they plan their little bombardment and they stay there. So they steal food right off the outdoor tables. They take it out of customers' hands. They had to put signs out that said, beware of seagulls. They said sometimes they'll come down swiping two or three hot dogs at once. They said that it's dangerous because when we have kids and elderly folk that sit outside, they're bombarded. And he says that the seagulls, they think, miss the tables from the coronavirus. And so for the past couple seasons, they've just been super aggressive. I mean, look, it's just nature. It's nature's back. Look, nature's back. Let's see. Japan's population is dropping nearly 100,000 with falls in every prefecture for the first time. You know, that's been an ongoing problem, though, for quite some time in Japan. The changing demographics are affecting every part of society. And so far, efforts to turn around the decline have not really had any impact. Every single one of their 47 prefectures posted a population drop. And that's kind of wild. The Sound of Freedom, Newsweek, because they're still making lots of money. This is what gets me. So the headline says it reveals the rising power of Jesus in Hollywood. But it's not the rising power of Jesus. I mean, look at The Passion of the Christ. Look at all of the films where that there's been that you know, Jesus or the Christian theme. They've always done incredibly well. So I think it's there. I just think Hollywood doesn't make enough movies for that, right? And I don't know. This woman was arrested for stealing an ice cream from a delivery truck, and her excuse was, well, it was hot. Yeah, okay, well, ice cream truck, this is 21-year-old clerk. She bit the clerk's hand. The clerk suffered lacerations on the fingers of his left hand, was unharmed. He restrained the woman on the spot. She was handed over to police, who arrested her for attempting a theft and assault. 56 years old. She said it was hot. I wanted to eat ice cream. Yeah, that's not how that works. Brad Thor, next. The Biden law. It's going to set up a production and demand clash for electric vehicles. Washington Examiner has the story. The EV sales and manufacturing demands are on the rise after Biden pushed for the largest electrification transition at the federal level. And that's in the Not Inflation Reduction Act. It's the Advanced Manufacturing Production Act. And it's okay. So can I just tell you, this is stupid. And I drove an EV. I'm not opposed to EVs. I'm opposed to communist China and the materials that they have the monopoly on. So, Kane, did I tell you I drove the space egg yesterday?
Finally?
Yeah, I did. I had to, because I literally had to. I had to go get my hair cut. I had to go, you know, I had to do some lady stuff, man. I had to go do my lady things. And I drove this thing. Didn't like it.
No, not at all?
No, my husband's like, he kept telling me, he again pointed out the purse cubby, which does not, I'm not going to use the purse cubby, because that's, I find it inconvenient. My first problem was the damn cup holder, because I always carry women in Texas. They do something that's, I don't think women elsewhere do. And can you know this? You don't ever see a woman driving anywhere without a big tumbler full of iced tea, iced soda, diet soda, or ice water. Yep. Mine's usually unsweet tea, water, or diet soda. Always have a tumbler. And if I don't have it, then I freak out, because I feel like that's when Armageddon's going to happen and I'm not going to have anything to drink. So that's my first concern. But you put it in the cup holder. You set it in the cup holder and it like goes around it and then draws it in. Yeah. Don't think about getting a drink while you're sitting at a light. It's not going to happen for you. The car only takes. It doesn't give. If you're like, I'm just going to have a quick sip. No, I couldn't. I couldn't do it. I was like, I just want to sip on my... It was not going to happen. And I don't like the fact that it was trying to be overly bougie. When I walked up to it, and it was a loner. I would never. And when you walk up to it, the door handles pop out, which I guess you can't use them unless you walk up with a key. Door handles pop out. And when you open the door, I swear to you, it goes, oh, I'm not kidding you. I don't need my car doing that. I just want to get in, like go get groceries, right? What if I'm just like going to Kroger for toilet paper? I said toilet because that's how it's said. Southern Missouri is correct. It's toilet. And so I don't need to be stepping out and like it alerting everyone in the parking lot. Oh, I mean, I don't, it's like, it's basically claps for you. Like, oh, you got out of the car. Oh, and it's just weird. The biggest thing I don't like is I can't tell if it's off. There's no sound. This is what it sounds like when you start it. This is what it sounds like when you turn it off. Did you hear anything? No, because it doesn't make a sound. It's crazy. And I had to double check it. I was like, is this damn thing off? I don't even understand. Is it off? And it doesn't accelerate. Like, I have a car that when I get in it, it is obnoxious. Like, I'm actually sad that I don't have kids to take to school. So if anyone wants to volunteer, wants me to run your kids to school, because I live to be in a car line with a car that goes boom, 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 right? I want everyone to think that it's either an old man or a 15-year-old or a 16-year-old and be shocked when they see me. So it's so quiet and I'm at the light. And when you take the foot off the gas pedal, I mean, the damn thing pretty much stops. So, you know, when you just roll up to a light, you don't want to slam your brakes. You just take off and you deaccelerate gradually. This deaccelerates too quickly. I don't like it, because then I'm like, well, crap, I've got to touch the gas pedal again. And then do the whole, it's annoying. I don't like that. But it doesn't make a sound. It is weird. It's weird. And I'm driving it and it's just, I don't like it, man. It was like driving Eva from Wall-E. It was just weird. I didn't like it. And they said it was an SUV. It's not shaped like an SUV. But it doesn't have, like, it doesn't make the sound when you accelerate. And I just kept thinking, like, where, and I don't care what, for the first time ever, like, I don't care what people think. I've never cared. But for the first time ever, I thought, oh my gosh, I hope people don't think I'm a damn hippie. I'm like driving around. Like I didn't want to take my, I'm like, oh my gosh. Cause I see people that I know in town from school and church all the time. I don't want people to, oh, you have an EV? Oh, you're one of those people. No, I'm not. It's a loner. Loner. And it didn't really have like a mark on the car to signify, to like detail to everybody it was a loner. Oh, it's just terrible. I just didn't like it. I didn't like it. It's weird. There's no noise. I missed the boop, 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 boop. I have a button on my car I can push to make it go boop, 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 louder. Takes the baffling off. It's amazing. I want it loud. I don't even want to be able to hear my music. I just want to hear the car. And I want it to be loud and aggressive. You know, that's what it, you know, this was just quiet. And then it sang when you got out and got in. That's annoying. I don't like that. Does that sound, is that weird? That's weird, right? Like, why do you need that feature? Why? You don't. All these damn EV. Oh, that's it. Sorry, Mrs. Lash. All the loners are EVs. Sorry. I had a part in my car that was recalled and I had to take it in. Oh, everything is an EV. Sorry, Mrs. Lash.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.